And the more we get civilized, the more the brutality around us will increase and eventually try to eat us. And we can always exaggerate, but never with our human consistency. And ideal scenarios, especially when scientifically conceived, are a hinder to our evolution. And it isn't nature going crazy, but it is nature following us going crazy. And we think of history as a fable, while it is the doing and undoing of it. And there is no way one can be an active promoter of human freedom and don't have any violent confrontation with enslaving tyrants. And we are destroyed in the end by the illusion to gain a power position within the state of one of its own corporations. As if affected by a syndrome, the more they grow regimented, the more humans want more of the regiment. And rather than looking straight at the social ecology, we ought to at first resume the ecology within us. And our only enterprise should be us and our ability to grow with the natural environment. And we hail the former culture to oppose the new culture, while the former culture itself was also imposed. And we shall look at conflicts as settlements between societies living in two artificial frameworks. And sovereignism is the liquor the old man tries to drink to reinvigorate its lost youth. And whether to be peaceful or violent is never a resolution, but always a dilemma based on the coercion of those in power. Break the thousands of palaces accumulated by the rich into billions of sheds for everyone to leave back to nature. We are not really worrying about nature, but about us being unable to work with our nation state within it. And it is not our life that ought to change, but the mechanism that automates it. And it is by now clear that the more power is centralized, the more nature has to suffer. Extreme authority can only be faced by an extreme cultivation of our own nature. And only by fully expressing our individuality, we can on one side see the need for natural communities and on the other side the danger of artificial leaders. And the bureaucratic type of associationism can only bring to the disassociation of its members. And the new liberator, if taken too seriously, only creates a whole new generation of priests. And there are two driving forces, the destructive one of the bourgeoisie driven to worldly comfort, and the creative one of the spiritual being leading to discomfort. And persuasion is but the first requisite of a most brutal dominance. And as all population has been reduced to a frustrated mediocrity, nor its leaders nor its opinion can lead us. And the more sealed is the system, the more the symptom is not that of the individual, but that of the herd. And if anarchism is not the right way, it is the right way to create balance with totalitarianism. And while politics destroy humanities, only a free spirit can rebuild it. And everything can go wrong, yet we always win once we discover our way to freedom. And there is no real freedom until there are two arbitrary and general laws we have to compromise with. And those who have most pursued their nature are those who are most a threat to the state and its institutions. Today we are the persecuted, and tomorrow we are the persecutors. And the reality is always the contrary than the official morality portraits. And everywhere there is a hierarchy, there is a militarism masked with the clergy. And starting from our personal intuition, we may do something more to the community than starting from a community which may in the long run oppress all personal intuitions. And anything useful to nature is useless to the bureaucratic society, and anything useful to the bureaucratic society is harmful to nature. And we may manage in the end to free ourselves from an empire only with time to build an empire ourselves and oppress others. And the only real reward for having served the state seemed to be not being obliged to serve our own nature. And if our work is really authentic, there is no need to add any credits, as they should be all pasted within it. And because of centralization, the old discourse is about who should represent the power it generates, rather than how to dismantle it. And there is the institutional God we ought to hate, and Mother Nature we ought to adore. And we are still fixed with the enemies of the past, when we ourselves are our own enemies. And what ought to be abolished is the culture of enslaving others for the sake of personal greediness. There is either the big organization or the small organization, and the two will always deny each other. And in the end, who kills the creature of Mother Nature are those sizing power for themselves. And ultimately, only by adhering to our nature we can get back to nature. And in times of transformation, there is nothing worse than adhering to a tradition focusing on the what and not on the how. And we ought to be the guests of the environment, and within it the host of our own nature. And those who, for whatever circumstance, are grown outside the framework are the actual thermometer of the framework. And we shouldn't say that people are corrupt, but that power corrupts, and therefore it ought to be utterly dissolved. And we should be tolerant of any liberty but that of oppressing others. People per se are not anxious, it is the gigantness of the mega machine to make them so. and to break the patriarchal link, one ought to break with any form of authority. And if everyone will pursue their natural diversity, all the communal duties will be taken care of. There is who trains his nature and who doesn't, yet in a corporate state, the latter drags down the former. We shall think of evolution as a society of running free deer and not as a stable of chained cows. And we should fight for a full egalitarian society and not the constant picking of a minority to make it the new authority. And the main question is if, like wild animals, we ought to live in constant shadow to maintain our freedom. And the wild is important, if not as a place from where to conduct the guerrilla. And it is not only about valuing freedom, but about valuing the integrity of a nature and the threat by human greediness for power.